I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, March 14th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good.
There's nothing really much happening, is there, other than sort of we lost an hour over the weekend?
Yeah, and this whole time change has really messed me up, actually. I feel really out of sorts.
Yeah, I think when you lose an hour, you do. But, you know, they say when you gain the hour back, it also screws you over because you feel,
well, I don't know,
you feel tired more, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you get messed up either way. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if it was like because I drank last night or the time change, but I've been sleeping all day.
Yeah.
I don't usually drink.
Yeah. I you don't usually drink or you don't usually sleep in?
Both. I don't usually drink, nor do I usually sleep in. So it was all like, I couldn't really put the two together. I can't figure out what's going on. I'm just blaming it on the time change, though.
Yeah, I last night at about 7, I looked out the window and it was still light out. So that sort of screwed me up.
It's a nice feeling, though, right? Like, it's kind of that sign that we're getting close to summer, which, you know, summer's coming.
It was pretty windy and rainy, though, on the weekend, and especially last night. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that wind, man, I don't know. It's scary. Going through New West, I heard one of the, an old gas building, the roof caved in.
Yeah.
But just looking at some of the houses, like, they're going through construction or their own fixes, and, like, I saw basketball hoops, like, blown across their yards. It's, like, that wind is really crazy.
Yeah, there's a woman in the Tri-Cities. She was in bed, sleeping, and then the tree, I guess, fell down and killed her.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. But I've noticed, I mean, I don't know if you remember this about 10 years ago. Remember when all the trees fell down in Stanley Park?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, those things
it
really...
happen.
Yeah, yeah. These things happen more often now, and I don't know, I guess the people that are talking about climate change are probably right.
They probably are, but we'll never tell them.
Yeah.
But it's happening. It's real.
Yeah. You said you were drinking. I guess were you at a party?
Yeah. So I was out with like what I like to call my extended family, my extended Filipino family. My best friend is Filipino, so they've kind of adopted me in when I was about 13. So, you know, these people have been in my lives and my children's lives for 20 years. And, yeah, it was one of the cousins has just bought herself a new condo. I guess her and her husband and her little daughter. So we all got together, and my friend came up from Seattle, and that's always nice because I don't get to see her often.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we had a nice, fun night. You know, of course, the alcohol was flowing. We didn't get out of control, though, surprisingly. We were playing games online on her TV. I'm not really hip to all these things, but it was something called Jackbox.
That's not a Filipino thing, though, is it?
No, that's what I was asked. Yeah. I asked them. I was like, "Is this, you know, like, because I know you guys are all into karaoke and stuff too." but no karaoke came out last night, but Jackbox did, and I was like, "Where did you get this? Is this like, because I've never heard of it?"
So what is it?
It's like games. And it's connected to the TV somehow, so anybody who's in the room, you can have up to 100 players. You go onto the website from your phone. You have to be on the same Wi-Fi network as that the game is being played on. And you all connect with a code, and you play these games. We were playing one called, like, Fibulator. So you make up a lie. It's basically like that game, Two Truths and a Lie, kind of.
But okay, yeah.
There's more truths than lies. Everybody in the room gets to pick a lie, and there's the truth is actually in the question.
Huh.
It was fun. You'll have to look it up. It was my first time, so I can't explain it the best, probably, but it was good fun.
So you're playing it on your phones or on the TV?
It was on the phones and TV. So I think what it is she's connected through her Xbox.
Yeah.
Online. Huh. is how she explained it. It's not like a game that she's bought solely on her Xbox. So we were all really into the game, so she couldn't really explain it properly because we were going to miss a turn, and we just, that can't happen.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look it up, but it was super fun, and, you know, all the kids got to play together. They were so tired. They didn't wake up till like 10:15 this morning, which is always nice.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we go through stages, I guess, and when you go to a party nowadays, everybody's playing things on the TV or online or through the video game thing.
Right.
You know, a generation ago, it would be a board game, say, like,
yeah.
You know, Scrabble. Like, I did that over Christmas with friends.
Scrabble.
Yeah, drunk Scrabble or whatever.
Yeah. Nothing makes sense.
But, you know, you bring up an interesting point. I mean, I'm Filipino, but someone asked me, and people ask me from time to time, what Filipino food is. And I think you're probably a better person to answer the question because you're not Filipino. But you've obviously encountered Filipino food. And
I love Filipino
food. So how do you explain it to people what it is? Because people assume it's either Thai or Chinese or Vietnamese, but it's none of those things, but it's sort
Filipino.
Of...
Filipino.
Yeah, so what is it then? How would you explain it to people?
It's like... Well, it's amazing. I don't know. It depends on really what you're eating. You can explain it as kind of a fusion of Asian...
Spanish. Yeah, the influences of the Chinese and say the other like Thai cuisine.
A bit. You
yeah,
know?
I like mean, I not as spicy, not as sour.
No, not as spicy. A lot of influence with the rice.
Yeah.
And you know, same basis with soups.
Yeah.
And things or hot pot, so to speak. It could be like I really love pancit,
which is the noodle dish. Yeah.
The noodles, right? Yeah, it's like a stir fry.
Like a chow mein.
Like a chow mein.
Yeah.
Love it. Lumpia, and that's like an egg roll.
Yeah, which is something, you know, the Chinese, I guess, have with spring rolls, or the Vietnamese.
Right. And then you have sinigang, right?
Oh, you're really into this, much more than I thought.
I'm pretty much like half Filipino. I'm I was like pretty much raised by my best friend's mother in her home when I wasn't at my own home.
Yeah.
I was at hers. So I had to become familiar with it. And you know, as a teenager, when you come home at 1:12 o'clock in the morning and all there is sinigang, that's you're just gonna eat that, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna eat what's there.
It's funny, I don't have it very often. Filipino food, that is.
No?
And, no, I don't. And so it's, I guess I approach it like most other people do, and it's foreign, I guess.
So is it a treat when you do have it?
It depends what it is.
Right.
So there's some things I don't like.
Oh, God. But...
You know, that stuff with the blood and things, you know, like the...
Yeah,
I wouldn't have that.
There's some of those things. some of those are just unacceptable.
Yeah, like guts and things like that, you know, like liver true. And, you know, I wouldn't have
it. And they have, you know, they have those, like, you know, Jamaican food. Some of the foods are just, you're not even, like, I won't go there. Like, cow's, oxtail. Oxtail is fine.
Yeah, also buco, you have that at an Italian place, say.
Right.
Yeah.
But cow's foot,
no.
pig's feet.
No.
No thanks. I hate chicken feet, and I know that's something that Filipinos also eat.
Yeah.
And as do we, Jamaicans, and I can't stand it. It's really gross. I just don't get the point. There's barely any meat there. Like a lot of...
Yeah, and I mean, you could get... The Chinese people like that at dim sum.
They do.
And I've never enjoyed that.
Not interested.
No. Have you ever heard of the Filipino comedian? He's actually an American comedian who's Filipino. Rex Navarrete.
I've heard of the name.
Yeah, I think
he's
if you
really funny.
Yeah, I think if you look him up, you'll find him funny. Our friend Rudy from high school, I guess.
Yeah.
He got me hip to Rex, and I've actually seen him perform when he comes to town twice now, and he's hilarious.
Oh God.
And I think you'd enjoy him and I actually met him. In New West when he was at a show. And I have to say, he's not only one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen on stage, but he's also one of I don't know, maybe it's a Filipino thing. He's one of the nicest and polite people I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he just because, you know, he figured you were another Filipino. I don't know.
It's funny. Yeah.
Very impersonal, and that makes a difference, too.
It's funny how the Filipinos get a perception of their culture. I mean, you know, I've talked to people who tend to think that Filipinos are polite.
Right.
And but I don't see Filipinos thinking of themselves as that.
And then some see, like, yeah. Well, it's the perception, right? And maybe it's a different area.
Or honest, even, you know?
Well, I think because, you know, you put them together. Well, typically, yes. Most, you know, especially like Filipino ladies, extremely comforting, usually working in a hospital.
Like a nurse, yeah.
Healthcare or child care. So right away you trust these people, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've had that told to me over the years, and I don't. I mean, you know, I tend to not believe it because I just don't believe in generalizations.
Right.
But
yeah, no.
But it's funny because, you know, I also follow Filipino politics from time to time, and their political people are terribly corrupt.
Oh yeah, it's pretty
so,
spicy down there.
So I don't understand where the. I mean, how do you reconcile the honesty and then the sort of?
That's the problem with generalization.
Yeah.
And you know, cliches, they usually are not true. But did you happen to see, and if I just switch it up quickly, I got to meet Erica Johnson.
Oh, from CBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I took a picture with her. Very lovely. Such a nice lady.
Yeah, I'll have to admit that she's one of those people on TV that I've watched over the years, and I actually thought, you know, not to be lascivious, but I mean, I thought she's a good-looking woman, and
she is. She is.
Yeah.
No, she's you know what? She's actually better-looking in person.
I'll bet, yeah.
She is, and so lovely, like so nice.
Yeah, she's from Marketplace, and now she's with Go Public at CBC.
Go Public, yeah. So that's going to be now where we're going to watch her, is on Go Public, because she did inform me that she won't be doing Marketplace anymore, which is sad, but the show will still be on, she just won't be on it, but, you know, like she explained, 15 years of traveling back and forth to Toronto every 2 weeks gets extremely tiring when you've got a growing child, so yeah, good on her for...
And everybody I've noticed is, watches Marketplace. And the Go Public thing is one of the best things, I think, on Canadian television in terms of investigative journalism.
Oh, right. I haven't ever actually seen it.
So, it's a segment on the news. It's not like an actual show.
Right.
But I guess she does it, and Rosa Marcatelli,
yep,
who used to be here, is now in Calgary. She does that. And, you know, they bust things and they expose things that, you know, if you have a problem.
Yeah, that's what she kind of explained it to me to be. So
yeah.
I'm interested. I like those, you know, I like those consumer justice type shows or any kind of social justice for that matter.
Like McLaughlin On Your Side? And
yeah. That was a good show. I actually used to really like that show.
Yeah.
Or Olsen. It used to be Olsen On Your Side,
and
right?
Then it was Linda Steele, and then now it's McLaughlin, Ross McLaughlin.
Oh, I haven't watched. I don't know who Ross McLaughlin is.
Well, Ross was on the show in September, and he was he used to be in. He's a Canadian, but he spent most of his career in American television. He's got like 8 Emmys or something like that.
Oh, awesome!
And then he moved back here, I guess, in the fall.
There you go. I should know Ross McLaughlin now.
Yeah, and it does great work at CTV. I've talked to people at the other stations, and they have to say that that's one of CTV's strengths. Is this investigative? And I guess people like that. I mean, if they're getting screwed over by a business or a government, they want someone to
see justice for sure.
Yeah, people. You know, the guy on the TV with a TV camera.
Yeah, to go out and like publicly shame them. I would. Yeah.
I guess we grew up watching that sort of stuff, right? With 60 Minutes back in the day.
And, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it you know, it kind of restores some faith in humanity when you see these things, that, you know, eventually people do, karma does come around, but, you know, it doesn't happen all the time. I still watch, you know, W5 and things like that, and there's still a lot of shady stuff that goes on out there, hospitals, healthcare, and things like that. it's nice that those people do get a forum to at least bring their issues forward, though.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, that was a nice little discussion we had today. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, March 14th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.